guess there's a group called the Ybor City Roundtable subcommittee that is made up of several individuals, and they have, again, approaching the county asking not for a particular source of funding, and they haven't asked for a particular amount either. It's just for us to look into helping these historic clubs with funding that would allow them to preserve, modernize, and potentially help operate these three or these facilities.
Do you think that there might be the perception that the commission is favoring, you know, this particular individual or these facilities over other historic buildings, or that other nonprofits or what have you might actually start coming and asking for bed tax dollars as well?
Well, we've had declining revenue in tourist dollars, just like in general revenue dollars, sales, tax dollars, all of our funds. And so we've been reducing the amounts that we've been given to, you can go down the line, whether it's, I listed some of them before, Straz, Aquarium, the zoo, blah, blah, blah. We've already giving them less support because of that. Now, if we open the floodgates, if you will, maybe potentially having a significant challenge there, funding the ones that we know are significant tourism draws. We may not want to change our policies. As far as the first question, I think it was playing favorites or something like that. I intend on tomorrow asking. I can tell you before, I'm confident that there's board support to support these facilities. I'm going to ask for a business plan and showing exactly how the money would be utilized, making sure that there is a public purpose.